They were frightened.
I want masks. What is this?
Listen, I'll grant your Felger is crazy.
Here we go.
Man, I gotta lay off the peyote.
It was horrendous.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bye! Start off with the Celtics.
Shake it up a little bit.
Well, you know, we'll be a lot on the Patriots in the AFC title game, which we'll get to in due time today. But why don't we spend the first hour talking about the Celtics last night, the Bruins and Claude tonight, and even a Red Sox minute for you. Because they've been, you know, had such a compelling offseason so far. I think they deserve a check-in, don't you?
You know, and I have a hard time scraping up a minute on the Red Sox right now, if you want to know the truth.
We'll give you a Red Sox 45 seconds, but we'll do all of that this hour. So if you want to weigh in on the Celts, you want to weigh in on the Bruins and Claude or the Sox, this is your time to do it. I would do it now because you're not going to get many chances the rest of the day or this week. So, Jimmy, you can even release a hounds for these people now. 617-779-0985. I ask you, after Anthony Davis goes, what, 45 and 16?
Yep, 45 and 16.
Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis?
No.
Yes.
Stu, Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis?
Sitting courtside and watching Anthony Davis as much as I did, I think I'm a yes.
Oh, so you've changed your mind.
Yeah, there's no way to stop this guy.
45 and 16.
So look, you know how I feel. I'd rather trade Brown than Tatum.
That's not the question.
But my answer is yes.
Getting a guy like Anthony Davis is going to hurt.
Yes.
So you have to give up something you don't want to give up.
Yes, my answer is yes. Yes. Did I say yes? I said yes.
Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis. Still.
Yes.
Yes.
Nope. And I'm the lone no. I'm standing
shocker.
Pat here. Yeah, well, I think there's more upside with Jason Tatum. You can't have
there's
him.
There's more upside?
Yeah, yeah. And
no,
there's injury concerns with Anthony Davis.
That's different. There's more.
There's upside with what you're going to have to give away. It's Tatum and the Lakers pick. So with the Lakers pick as well, Mike, which you'd have to give away in this, it's probably going to land somewhere where you can end up with a big that you desire, like Davis, in Mo Bamba or DeAndre Ayton.
That Mo Bamba is Anthony Davis. Mo Bamba's at 45 and 16.
There's injury concerns with this guy. I'm good.
That's
I'm
a
good.
Different thing. I'll put the injury side.
There were with Kyrie as well.
Okay, exactly. You know, that ain't the healthiest fella either. Forget about the injury concerns. I'll grant you the injury concerns. Pure ceiling. Jason Tatum has a higher ceiling than 45 and 16. Did you watch that fellow last night?
No. It's two nights in a row he's done that, too.
Yeah, to me, the game there is too big to pass up. This guy's one of the top five players in the league. And he's getting better still.
What's his deficiency? Passing? Does he pass?
So that I don't know. It's the one question I have, and I base this off the end of the game, that I found it interesting that they didn't dump the ball into him before they gave the ball to Holiday to, you know, make the big shots. So it was Holiday out. Maybe they were just attacking Kyrie, which I don't know that you can necessarily blame him for, but that's another story for another day. So I don't know. Can he pass out of the post? I have no idea. But you know what? I don't care. He can shoot from the outside. He can shoot near the basket. He blocks. He rebounds. All of it. He's athletic. There's no hole.
Yeah. Hell of a player. I think you're going to be able to get 25 a night from Tatum, as long as he gets the minutes, unlike last night and the stupid coaching decision of the fourth.
Well, here's a thought. Play defense, Jason.
Well, he normally does, Jim. It was an off night.
No, so, he's had a lot of these occasions where he'll hit an important shot and he'll slack on his defender.
So you're saying Brad benched him?
Yes.
Yeah, and it bit him in the ass last night. It was bad coaching.
So, Murray, the only thing I would say to you is that Anthony Davis can impact the game at both ends of the floor and Tatum cannot.
Okay.
Not as much. Is the way you get a big guy who can score like that and block shots and rebound and all of it?
His range. So what blows me away, and I don't watch a ton of them. I watch highlights like everybody else. But watching a game is his range and the effort level to compete.
Yeah.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Especially when you put him next to that bum, DeMarcus Cousins, who I would like to, this is a take revocation, this is a take
revocation.
This is a take revocation. I need to take back this take or...
Thank you.
Say it. How
say it.
I was wrong.
No, not that. You were right, Maz. You're right.
You were right, Maz.
Thank you.
About DeMarcus Cousins. And now look, this is a different time. We don't need the a-hole. When I said bring me the a-hole, it was during a time when you had not a lot of high-end talent, and beggars can't be choosers. You got to get talent in here when you get talent in here. But if my wish was granted previously with DeMarcus Cousins, and I had to watch that slug on a nightly basis, I would lose my mind. I couldn't watch it. I would have to look at that guy 2.5 hours a night. Oh, you dog. That is a dog's dog. Oh, bow wow. My God. How about get in shape? How about get in shape, you fat, out of shape
slug?
I'd
still take him. I like that double-double he had last
year. I'm in better shape than he is.
Oh, he is a... What a dog.
He's a bum.
Oh, so you put Anthony Davis, who goes after every offensive rebound and crashes the boards and his effort up and down the floor next to that piece of garbage. So anyway, that's what Anthony Davis would fit here from a compete level, from a sort of mindset. I mean, you know what I mean? He'd be a Celtic, a Brad Stevens kind of player. He's a max effort player.
Well, and I actually think even watching him last night, like I feel he could use Stevens to also get to his ceiling, because I think Stevens would use him right. And so, Jimmy, I'm giving credit to the coach here. Please note this. Okay, I do think that Stevens has a better understanding of the game than many other coaches do. Again, I'm not telling you it's winning a championship, because it's not. But he does know how to use his players.
And don't be fooled by one night. When I was down there around Christmas break, I watched a couple of their games. It's not like this every night, and it's one of my knocks on this guy. He strikes me as a little bit meek. For all his talent, he's gotten to the playoffs once.
You're saying he's not a max effort player?
Not every single night, but again, what player is? There's a ton of talent there. He's amazing. But the health, and there's a lack of alpha and meekness to him that strikes me as kind of a red flag.
So that's not always a bad thing, though, because if someone else on your team has it, then you're fine. Mm. Like, you know, he doesn't have to be the leader. He just has to be the force in the middle. And he's a force. He is a monster. That guy's a beast. And Cousins is a bum.
Oh, what a bum.
I tweeted it at 7.
A dog's dog.
He has the worst body language I've ever seen of a professional athlete.
Oh.
Or among the worst.
Oh.
Brutal.
Oh.
Absolutely brutal.
He was insulting to watch. I was insulted. Like, that's just the kind of guy I hate. Oh, God, I hate that guy. I hate that kind of player.
Told you.
Oh, Randy Moss.
Told you.
Oh, God. All the talent in the world. What a bow wow.
Blah, Maz, bring me the a-hole. Blah.
Well, I still won.
But look, I'll say this. That was a different time. Now that you have Kyrie and you might have some budding superstars and Tatum and maybe Brown, like, it's a different time. You certainly don't need that guy now. 2 years ago when you were the Bridges? I don't know. It's a different time. But either way, I'm glad my wish wasn't granted, because I would have to watch that turd on a nightly basis. Ah, God. So there's one Celtics thought for you. Tatum versus Davis. How do you feel about that after last night, Celtics fans? And then we have the video thing, which continues, which is just freaking hysterical. The chutzpah, the gall of all of these guys, is it just blows me away. Reading from the ESPN story, plans to show a brief video tribute to Isaiah Thomas were scrapped after Paul Pierce told Celtics head of basketball operations Danny Ainge he preferred to have that day to himself. Danny and I talked about it for about 40 minutes, Pierce explained to ESPN. Let me stop there. 40 minutes. You've got to be kidding me. 40 minutes. 40? When's the last time you spent 40 minutes on the phone with anyone? Talk about wanting to blow my brains out. 40 minutes with anyone on anything? You've got to be kidding me. Never mind this fricata video. If I'm Danny Ainge, I'm considering Hari Kari right there. I got to listen to you yammer on for 40 minutes about your video. Paul, all right, fine. We'll tell the little kid to go away. Shut up already. 40 minutes? They had to talk for 40 minutes. Can you believe that? Oh, my God, the pain. Blah, 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 blah. And it's my day, Danny, and I won a championship. And he did 40 minutes of that. Yes, Paul, I understand, Paul. Yes, Paul, I got it, Paul. Yes, Paul, I understand. Okay, well, no, I understand what you're saying, Truth. Yes, P. Okay, Paul. 40 minutes. This diva with the one championship that he was handed by Kevin Garnett yammers on about Isaiah Thomas's video. You've got to be kidding me.
Says the guy who talks for 40 minutes an hour, 5 days a week.
Danny and I talked about it for 40 minutes. He told me this is what we've planned, and at the end of the conversation, he said, if you don't want to do Isaiah, we won't. So I told him, I really don't. And that was it. That's how we left it. Pierce earlier explained why he objected to it. Thomas had a shot to be honored, Pierce said. You come to Boston, whether you are playing or not, you should have had your tribute then. I just don't see how. If someone is having a jersey retirement, they're going to be running other tributes for other players. Danny tried to sell me on it, but I told him, he had a shot, Danny. And he punked you on it. He pretty much dictated everything. They let it happen because they felt sorry for how the trade to Cleveland went down. It's guilt. That's what it is. So now Paul Pierce is saying Isaiah punked Danny. For 40 minutes, Danny has to listen to this. He punked you, Danny. He punked you. Why are you going to run his video? Yes, Paul, I understand, Paul. Okay, Paul, what do you want me to do? Well, I want some respect, Danny. When's his video going? When's my video going? 40 minutes. 40 minutes later, Danny's like, all right, Jesus, Paul, fine. I'll tell him to go away. So that's what they did. Good God. And then, of course, Isaiah starts groveling. Isaiah, you know, pulls it off. He sends out a tweet that it was like his idea. Shut up. And then Danny Ainge has to grovel with the whole thing. I wanted to make it clear that it was never my intention or Isaiah's intention to take away from the special day for Paul Pierce, Ainge said. So now Ainge has to get on his knees and deal with these children. And no one was ever comparing IT to Pierce. We all owe Paul a lot. Everyone in the organization. And then Danny Ainge says it was only going to be... Ainge said the team planned to play the IT tribute during the pregame introductions. Not even during the game. When they're introducing the guys about 3.5 hours before Paul Pierce was to take the floor. Quote, it was only going to be during that segment, Ainge explained. During the rest of the game, it was going to be all Paul Pierce. But after listening to Paul's perspective for 40 minutes, I understood it and shared with Isaiah, and he understood it too. Oh my God. Could you be bigger babies than all of you? And you want to know who takes the cake? Who takes the cake? One of the biggest a-holes to ever come through here and the NBA itself. And that is saying something. In a league full of a-holes, here comes Rajon Rondo.
I liked Rondo's comments. I'm with Rondo on this.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask the room. Who would you rather have, Isaiah Thomas or Rajon Rondo?
That's a different question.
Let me ask you, who's a better player, better contributor, better pro? Who would you rather
be? Isaiah.
So it's not even close.
Yeah, what's that got to do with it?
Because Isaiah's an... Because Rondo's an a-hole.
That's got nothing to do with anything.
Sure,
Rondo's,
it does.
Well, no, it wasn't. Yeah. Rondo's 100% right in this.
Doesn't get hurt. He beats Isaiah in the playoffs last year.
Quote, Rondo.
I'll take Rondo.
Rondo says, quote, what has he done? Meaning Thomas. What has Thomas done?
Great.
He says, Rondo said before Tuesday's game, according to the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, when told how Isaiah led Boston to the East Finals, Rondo replied, oh, that's what we celebrate around here? Rondo, now of the Pelicans, later added, this is the Boston Celtics. This isn't the Phoenix Suns. No disrespect to other organizations, but the Celtics don't hang conference titles.
What he should have said is this isn't the Bruins, but go ahead.
No, they just retire any number from the guy who brushed the floor.
Okay, what's wrong with Rondo's comment? Weren't we saying the same thing 2 weeks ago?
Give me Isaiah Thomas over Rajon Rondo any day of the week.
Not the question.
Shut up, Rondo.
Not the question.
My point is, shut up, Rondo. You suck.
Has Isaiah Thomas ever won?
I get no issue with Rondo's comment because he's right.
Oh, he's a bum.
Man,
he's
Rondo's right.
100% right.
He's
right, Mike.
He is.
You should love these comments, Michael.
From Rondo?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You should love this.
Screw Rajon Rondo.
He actually accomplished something here.
Banners. Now you should love these comments,
Michael. He's one of the biggest dinks in the league, and you know it.
But he's right.
Is he on his eighth team or ninth team?
Who cares?
Isaiah Thomas is about to be on his fifth.
Because he should be opening up his mouth. He sucks.
At least he was part of a championship team here.
No one wants him. No one wants you, Rondo. Shut up.
Who cares?
No one wants you.
So he's not allowed to speak.
Yeah, on this one I would shut up if I were him. No one wants you.
I wouldn't.
No one.
Good for him.
No one wants you, you stiff.
Isaiah's dictating when they're going to play the video, and Rondo doesn't have a right to say shut up.
Oh, my God. Paul Pierce, 40 minutes in Danny's ear. 40 minutes? 40 minutes. Well, when are you going to play the video, Danny? During the pregame or during the first time out? When's it going to be, Danny? Well, what about me? I was here for 17 years. I won a championship, Danny. What did he ever do? He had his chance. He punked you. 40 minutes. 40 minutes of that overrated diva yammering in your ear about a 30-second video to play during the pregame. Paul Pierce, give me a break. And Rondo, shut up. You suck.
Yeah, to me, the guy who was wrong in this thing from the beginning was Isaiah.
What goes without saying?
I got no problem with somebody putting Isaiah in his place on this one.
Rondo.
Isaiah.
You hate Rondo.
You hate Isaiah.
I don't. I love Isaiah.
I hate Isaiah.
Yeah, me too. I'm with Jimmy on that.
Okay, I do hate Rondo.
All right. So those are our opening takes. What are yours?
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz. We want to appeal to your ears.
Blood force drum! I'm going to run it right down their throat!
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If I had to give up one of the two, I would give up Jason Tatum. Listen, he's only 19. He's special. He's longer than Jaylen Brown, and I get all of that. But it's if you were to acquire Anthony Davis, he might get in the way of that. Because of the requisite skills that Anthony Davis brings to the table. Now, obviously, Jason Tatum could come off the bench or whatever the case may be. But I love Jaylen Brown, just like I love Jason Tatum. I think that Jaylen Brown complements Anthony Davis more than Tatum would. And that's the only reason. So since if I had the choice and I had to give up one of them, if I'm New Orleans, I might demand whatever. But if I'm the Boston Celtics, I would give up Tatum along with Al Horford to get Anthony Davis. Yes, I would.
Hell yeah. Horford? We're going to lament Horford? What, are you kidding me?
It's about the money more with Horford than
I like
else.
The green dot, Maz.
Well, so listen, I like Horford's intangibles, too. I like the leadership. I like the team play. I like all of that. But you're talking about a 25-year-old superstar in a league where the superstar makes all the difference. In a second.
But why hasn't that superstar gotten his team to the playoffs more than once? That's my biggest question. I wonder whether or not he's actually an alpha.
So he might not be. I don't know if you need him to be an alpha on this team. I think Kyrie's more of an alpha than he is. And so, again,
I'm not like really blowing it up for this one guy, especially if that Lakers pick works out and you're able to get a 7-footer.
How much did the Celtics win when Paul Pierce was here before Garnett got here?
My point.
Yeah, Garnett.
In Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
Neat.
Yeah, but
as your guy now, Rajon Rondo said, we don't hang banners for that here, do we?
But the other thing is, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, but they were never a championship threat. They were never close. I just think that in that league, the one superstar who's on an island, it can be deceiving. Now I know you've used the same argument about Cousins, or I have. Cousins is a bum.
What a stiff.
This kid's not a bum. Like, what bugs me with Cousins is the compete. Cousins doesn't compete.
Oh, you put those two guys next to each other last night, it's striking.
But Davis, I would, oh my God, I love Davis. How do you not love Davis?
Okay, we're starting with Celtics, Bruins, and Red Sox. The latter of the two we will get to. But your thoughts here, Martin on the Cape, on Anthony Davis. You want to trade Tatum for Anthony Davis now or not?
Not Tatum, Mike. But we need the unibrow here badly. So trade the L.A. pick, Jaylen Brown and Scal and Marcus Smart or Terry Rozier. But Tatum and Kyrie are the only two who should remain untouchable. But other than them, do whatever it takes to obtain Davis.
Okay. Is Tatum still... So Tatum's untouchable?
No, not for Davis, he's not.
Shouldn't be.
No, not for Davis, he's not. Now, again, you want to talk a hierarchy. Put it this way. Would you rather trade Tatum or the number two or the Lakers pick?
Oh, the Lakers pick.
Okay, so would I.
The Lakers pick has bounced between number two and number nine.
But let's say it's in the top five. Let's say it actually ends up there.
Okay, it ends up in the top five?
What would you rather trade?
The pick!
Me too.
There's no guarantee you get another Jason Tatum.
Yeah, no. Tatum to me is a known commodity now. We know this kid's going to be a good player. Maybe a great player.
Oh, but no.
But you can't say no to Davis. You can't. He could potentially in the next 5 years be the most dominating player in the league if he's on the right team.
How about the Furkacta videos? Joe in New Hampshire, what's your thought?
Yeah, I think it's funny, Felger, you call anyone a diva. You especially. I don't know why you're going at this guy. You'll have to blow things out of proportion. Why can't he have his night? Why can't he have his video? The guy played on the Celtics for 15 plus years.
Look, I think, quickly, Joe, I think Isaiah's out of line too. But all it is a 30-second video during warm-ups. Isn't it a classy, wouldn't it just be a classy thing for Paul Pierce to say, yeah, he had a nice little run here, he deserves his moment, I don't have a problem with it, I'll be on the floor 3-4 hours later, no one's going to step on anyone's toes, the kid deserves it, and have his moment. Like, isn't that a classy thing to do instead of, he had his chance, Danny, he punked you, like, what just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a classy thing. Felger, they're the NBA super, like, it's an NBA player. He's
exactly.
He's a diva at heart, but just give him his one night. That's all I'm asking. I mean, I don't know. I just think you blow things way out of proportion.
Well, sure. That's my job, Joe. I mean, that's my make a big deal of everything. That's the job.
Why should Pierce have to make that sacrifice?
It's not a sacrifice.
Sure it is.
It's just a classy thing to do. It's just a classy thing to do. Yeah, let Isaiah have his moment. It's not going to impact me.
The guy played here for how many years? They gave him the day on the schedule. They're going to raise his number to the banner, and they're going to celebrate someone else to just out of the goodness of his heart?
Maz, I agree with that. You should be mad at Danny. From Paul Pierce's perspective? It's just a lack of class. It's just selfish me, diva. Oh, we got Claude Julien coming to town tonight for the first time. When's his video running? Is he going to text Cam? Has he talked to Don Sweeney? Is he going to dap up Charlie Jacobs when he sees him, or is he going to give him the cold like, all this nonsense with these NBA guys. It's outrageous. Outrageous.
But to me, when you look at the guys like Pierce are the ones that, first of all, the whole video thing's gotten out of hand anyway.
Really?
Okay, but it's gotten out of hand because of guys like Isaiah.
And Pierce.
No, not because of Pierce.
Pierce makes it worse.
No, that's not true. The Pierce guys always have gotten their videos. Always. The guys who spend 15 years with a franchise and win a championship, those guys do get their moments. They always have. The Isaiahs, who were here for 5 minutes, took a fart while they walked by, and all of a sudden we're going to give them a video for everything? Those guys don't get their videos, no.
But they do in this day and age, and it's Danny's call.
So then it's his sacrifice.
And it's Paul Pierce, if he had any class, Paul Pierce would just say, yes, let him have it. He deserves his moment. It's not going to impact me. That's the classy thing to do. But it's not. It's all this diva me culture in that league is just, It's outrageous.
He wasn't the diva first. Isaiah was.
Here's DJ in Easton. What do you got on DeMarcus Cousins, DJ? DJ. His comment line said, my DeMarcus Cousins-Randy Moss comparison. I love it. Supremely talented dogs. Never win a thing. Hasn't won a thing. Randy got close. That's just too bad. He didn't. Couldn't quite finish the deal. It's unfortunate. But similar kind of guys. Similar. All the talent in the world, but just slap it out there half the time.
Listen, DeMarcus Cousins, though,
is another level.
You have to admit, DeMarcus Cousins makes Randy Moss look like Jerry Rice.
Yes, he does.
Seriously.
Do you see him trying to get up and down the floor last night?
Oh, he's a bum. He is a complete, total bum. At least Moss hit his ceiling, right? Individually.
Sure.
A couple of years in there.
Sure.
You looked at Moss and said, he's the best receiver in the league. Have you ever looked at this guy and said he's really hit his potential?
I don't know individually. I don't follow him. But just why?
Let me give you the count from Norway.
There was a stretch. There was a stretch like 2 years ago or a year and a half ago where he was like 30-10 for a whole month.
Yay.
I'll deal with him being an a-hole.
He's never had the kind of year that Randy Moss had, you know, at his peak is my point. Randy Moss had a couple of them. This guy's a dog. He's a bum.
Forget a-hole Murray. He doesn't play hard. Not even close. He's not in shape. Was he hurt? Did he miss time? And we're halfway through the year. He can't get up and down the floor.
This is who he's been his whole career. His whole career. This guy's a bum. He's a bum. B-U-M, bum. Say it. Say it. Come on, because we argued about this for a long time. I'm going to celebrate this.
You were right. You were right.
Thank you.
You were right, man.
Thank you. Murray, you going to admit that?
No.
Here's an update for Murray. Don't go anywhere. We'll get to Claude coming up next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thanks for ending your workday with Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dumb move.
And streaming at CBSBostonSports.com.
We got some thoughts on Anthony Davis and the Pelicans last night. The Celtics lost. The furcacta, the absolutely insane back and forth over Isaiah Thomas's video. And Rajon Rondo, of all people, who everyone hates, who shouldn't be commenting about anything because no one wants the guy. Five teams in the last 4 years. One of the biggest dinks in the league. He's weighing in on what should be on the video board. That's how absurd this thing is.
What's Isaiah, five teams in 7 years?
So it takes one to know one, I guess.
Yeah, I'm with Rondo on this one.
Me too. Rondo's right here.
Yep. Rondo.
Rondo is right.
Double R, Rondo right.
Rondo should have no, he should be talking for anyone.
Rondo would have beat you last year in the first round.
Yep.
No one wants the guy. No one likes you, Rajon.
I'm
Shut
with
up.
Rondo. Keep talking, Rajon.
Okay, so that's on the board.
Don't be afraid to have an opinion, Rondo.
How about the Canadians in town tonight, Maz? Did you happen to catch last Saturday's game? Did you go back and forth when
yes.
the Patriots were on?
Yeah, in fact, I clicked over late, especially I caught the end of the game in the shootout.
If I'm being honest, I caught a little more of the hockey than I did the football. I mean, it was both, but...
Oh, the football was dreadful.
The hockey game was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Tremendous.
Yeah, so I didn't catch the whole thing, but I absolutely switched over at the end to watch the end of it.
Okay, so Montreal's in town tonight. You know what story's not getting covered? Shockingly. You want to talk about a guy. You want to talk about a Teflon. A absolute Teflon figure in Boston in the National Hockey League. You know who it is. Claude. Claude Julien is back here with the Canadiens, and most of the comments are about... He really helped me. Oh, when's his video tribute? Yeah, let's make sure we get that. And is he good
tonight?
Yeah. Is he going to dap Don? Is he going to text Cam? Like all this stupidity that exists in the NBA. How can you not hear word one of this in the hockey? Oh, I know, because they're just adults. Play the video whenever. Boy, Willie O'Ree must be upset that they're playing a Claude Julien video on his day when he's dedicating a rink. Ooh, there's got to be beef there. No, oh, the NBA is so stupid. But anyway, Claude's back and he gets his video. And so all the stories, my God, the hockey writers, Mass. Pants off week for the hockey writers here in town.
I'm happy to see Claude.
Because they're reliving all the great Claude-ness. And no one is covering the fact, that I've seen, no one's pointed out that I know, that right now the Montreal Canadiens are in 27th place in the league. They're in 27th place out of 31 teams. A team that last year... had 103 points and finished in first. So Claude Julien, the difference maker that all these Bruins writers just absolutely take their pants off to and continually scratch the back of. He takes over a team last year that won 103 points, now has him at 42 points and is in 27th place in the league. Is anyone going to write that? Is anyone going to write that? Anyone? Is anyone going to delve into that?
You get no complaints from me on this one.
The Canadians have made the playoffs 4 out of the last 5 years. They are in 27th place, 14 points behind you for the last playoff spot in the division. A team that had 103 points last year. Is anyone here locally going to point that out? All the same writers that cried a river when the Bruins unfairly and maliciously fired Claude Julien. He's not the problem. It's the roster. Really? Because now the same roster or a younger roster is in second place, 14 points ahead for the playoffs, and a more talented team that Claude took over is 27th in the league.
Well, the good news is that the Canadians can fire him and only have to pay 4 more years after this one on his contract.
Is anyone going to cover that story? Is anyone going to cover it? Is anyone going to mention it? That Claude has his team in 27th place. I've read all the Claude stuff the last couple of days. No one's mentioned they're in 27th place. And if I missed it, forgive me. But mostly I've just heard about the good work he did with Brad Marchand and the good work he did with the young players and the foundation that he laid here is we're still bearing fruit. This is all I've read. This is all I've read about Claude in the last couple of days from the Bruins writers, about how his defensive system is still here and his real backbone to this team. And thank God Claude was here because he developed Marchand and Krejci and Bergeron. And, you know, this is all I've heard. Greatest coach in Bruins history, and which he deserves. I mean, all those things. I'm not saying those things are untrue. But how about the fact that his team's in 27th place, a team that won 103 points last year, is in on pace for 80, something like that, on pace for 78 points, I think, something like this. So is that not a story? And a team that, at this moment, I still contend, is more talented than the Bruins. Their D sucks, especially with Shea Weber's been hurt. But you're telling me a team with Carey Price, Thomas Plekanec, who, again, I know is a role player, but I like, but Pacioretty, Gallagher, Galchenyuk, Drouin, all those got 27th place? 27th place.
And I mean, they're the most underachieving team in the league.
Is someone going to mention that? Just to be fair, Claude deserves his moment tonight. He deserves a good ovation. He was a good coach here for a long time. He probably is the greatest coach in Bruins history. He probably is. Which is, let's be honest, really more a statement about the pathetic Bruins organization than it is about Claude. But be that as it may, he might be your best coach ever. So he deserves it. But how about just a little balance? How about just talking about what's happened since the firing? What's happened since the firing? The Bruins are on pace for, since Cassidy took over, it's almost a calendar year now. They're on like something, 115-point pace. When you combine last year's record with this year's record. And Claude Julien's taken a team that had 103 points last year and is now on pace for 78 and finished 27th in the league. Can we cover that? Can we mention that? Is that all right just to mention? So that's my Bruins rant. Do you have a Red Sox minute in your mask?
Sure. Okay. You want to do it now or later?
No, let's do it now.
Okay. Quickly, the latest news regarding the Buster Olney report, that 5 years and $100 million to J.D. Martinez, that's the offer on the table from the Red Sox?
Red Sox, 5 and 100.
5 and 100. Is lower than I would have guessed. I told you this, too, right? I told you the number's not going to be as high as you think it is.
Yep.
And so I would tell them, still, don't move. Hold your ground. And, in fact, pull it off the table entirely. Even that, I think, is too much for this guy. I'm not committing $20 million a year to this guy. I don't care. If you can get him for 3 and 45, maybe I'm interested. Maybe. Other than that, I'm out. Don't pay this guy. They're overpaying him still. I'd pull the offer off the table completely. Doesn't feel like there's anyone knocking down his door, does it?
No.
Jay Bruce, outfielder, just went to the Mets for 3 years and $39 million. He's one of the few power hitters that was available on the market, if you call him a power hitter. 3 years and $39 million. You're offering 5 years and 100. Dumb! Dumb! Pull it off or offer half of it. Like, seriously, look at the market. All these guys are still out there. Don't give them the contract. And then just secondly, quickly, I would tell you that Michael Silverman in the Herald had a story, which I think was yesterday, that I read last night and concerned Mookie Betts and the idea that the Red Sox are going to arbitration with Mookie Betts.
And to be careful, Michael's point was, do you want to anger the player? In winning arbitration, you could lose the player, and this is a bad deal, whether they win the arbitration or not.
So I would tell the Red Sox, mistake. You tried to sign him long-term last offseason. He said no. Now you're going to go to arbitration with him?
So he's asking for 10, and the Red Sox are at 7.5?
Right. 10.5 versus 7.5. And in arbitration, you have to pick one or the other. Unless they settle on their own.
They can't split the baby.
Correct. The arbitrators cannot split the baby.
Right.
They got to pick one number or the other. The sides can always agree and, you know, settle.
So you think the Red Sox should just give them the 10.5?
I do. Because I think it's their only chance to try to get him to sign long term. They tried to get him last spring. And he said no. So now they're going to piss him off further? Unless they think the horse has left the barn and they got no shot. So we might as well save every nickel we can. I'm telling you, if you have any chance of mending fences with the player, give him the $10.5 million. Just cave in. What's the big deal? Cave in. Maybe it earns you some goodwill in the long run. It's $3 million bucks to them, which means nothing. The $3 million to him means something. Give him his money and hope that you can sign him. Because you haven't signed anybody yet, and it's starting to feel like not only can you not attract people to come here, but it's starting to feel like some of the guys you want to, or some of the guys you have want to leave. That's what it feels like.
You think Betts is on that list?
Why isn't he signed? Why is he digging in on arbitration? Don't you think that's a bad sign?
Well, he's not even a Boris guy, right?
No. I think it's a bad sign. Again, they approached him.
But wouldn't, if he were a Boris client, wouldn't he just say, go year to year and take him to arbitration?
Sure, but Bogaerts is a Boris client, and he agreed. He came to terms before arbitration. Jackie Bradley came to terms before arbitration. Betts is digging in his heels. Why? Why is he picking this fight? He's pissed. There's something about him and the Red Sox that he's pissed about. And so I look at that and say, bad sign. Again, not only are you having difficulty attracting a guy like J.D. Martinez here, but now some of the guys you have, you're going to arbitration with them? It just feels like the whole vibe with the Red Sox right now is not good.
Celtics, Anthony Davis, the Fakakta video, Bruins, Claude, little Red Sox right there for you. Your calls on all of it, I promise, right after this in our long commercial-free segment.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Well, I can tell you what's going to happen. We're going to start the game. At some point, there's going to be a video montage. We're going to tap our sticks. The crowd's going to clap their hands, give them a warm welcome, and then the game's going to continue.
So, Bruins, Celtics, a little bit of Red Sox there until we get to our Patriots thoughts today. Here's Pat in Boston with the Bruins thought for us. Go ahead, Pat.
So, I still want to get to the trade deadline, Mike, but I can't believe that you think that the Canadiens have a more talented roster than the Bruins.
Like, yeah, they're more ready to win than you are right now.
Oh, who's Montreal's Bergeron?
Plekanec.
Oh, Plekanec, give me a break. He sucks.
He doesn't suck. He's not Bergeron, but he's a similar kind of player.
Well, they don't. I would take three Bruins before I took anybody off the Canadiens forwards roster. And
Pacioretty.
Carey Price is way better than Zuccarello. I'm not going to argue that there. But
Look, Pat. I mean, if you want to tell me that the top of Boston's roster is like, would I rather have McAvoy? I mean, I see what you're saying there, but Montreal has more than enough talent to be in the top eight. Never mind 27th in the league.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank Claude for that. But onto the trade deadline. I don't know how much I would want to give away out of this young prospect pool, but I know Ottawa sucks this year. And if I could get Mike Hoffman off them, like, true sniper.
Love him.
Put him next
Love
to
him.
In that top right hand.
You got it.
Oh, my God. Right to the finals.
Okay, so that's a great story. So that's the one need, I think. Krejci's right side.
Right wing.
Yeah, because DeBrusk feels like, you know, who knows? He could hit the wall. So I'm not going to put him in an ink, but DeBrusk has filled the role this year. On the right side right now, Spooner.
He's played well, though, in his defense.
He has, which is why there's two guys I'd look to sell high on. Spooner and Greslick. I don't know what Greslick's future is here. I mean, you already have Torrey Krug. You don't need two of those guys. And, you know, you have some young defensemen coming up. He's another undersized, skilled guy. He's Krug. So if you can get a team to bite like Spooner or Greslick or like treat them like real blue chip prospects and get something for that and put a guy who can score on Krejci's right side and Bjork comes up next year, like that's something I look at.
How about a left shot defenseman, a veteran left shot defenseman?
Sure.
I mean, right wing's more pressing. I'm not telling you it's not. I'm just saying to me they you know could use a couple of things.
So I wouldn't overextend on that because you still have McQuaid sitting there on the ninth floor. He's going to play tonight. But Miller can play the offside, and I think you're okay there. You know, I wouldn't want to bump. I mean, I don't want to bump Carlo. I'd bump Krug down, but, you know, I mean, I don't think I think the real need there is that second line. And if you can get a veteran rental or even something a little bit more and you're not giving up the real core of your youth, the guys you really believe in, then I would definitely do it.
See, this is a big spot now for Sweeney because, again, if you're going to build your player development system and you're going to draft and develop, now you've got to identify the right guys.
You got it.
So that's a big spot. Don't trade away the wrong guys.
Lennon Swansea, how do you feel about Anthony Davis? Would you trade Jason Tatum for him, Len?
In a minute.
He's amazing, isn't he?
Now, DeMarcus Cousins is a dog with fleas. He's unbelievably bad.
Last night, to me, Len, was striking. Because, again, for me, DeMarcus, it's on paper. I'm not watching Sacramento Kings or New Orleans Pelicans basketball. I'm not. I'm not watching these guys for 40 minutes like I did last night. So DeMarcus Cousins, to me, is just on paper. Double-double guy, you know, supremely talented. The Celtics, when I said I wanted him, didn't have high-end talent, so bring me the a-hole. But if I were granted that wish, boy, would I be upset with myself. Can you imagine having to watch that bum on a nightly basis try and get up and down the floor?
And that's what he is. He's a bum. He's a bum. It's the worst kind of player. Those guys are always the worst kind of players. All the talent, none of the heart. They're the worst. They completely destroy everything and big money on top of it. No!
We've got Pete in Delaware on the video tribute. Go ahead, Pete.
First of all, if I was Danny Ainge, I would have sent both of these guys to public relations. What the heck is a general manager getting 40 minutes of Paul Pierce for?
Oh, my God. A 40-minute phone call. When's the last time you had a 40-minute phone call on anything? You want to blow your brain? I want to blow my brains out after 4 minutes. Never mind, well, Mike, 40.
Mike, it gets better. Paul Pierce was on The Jump, that show, on some show on ESPN, and then he had the nerve to sit there and say about he didn't want Isaiah the tribute because he watched the Kobe Bryant tribute, and it was 100% about Kobe, including timeouts. He actually said that on ESPN.
He couldn't hold Kobe's jock. But he thinks he's Kobe. How many championships did Kobe win?
Five, I think.
Okay. How many did Pierce win?
Yeah, one. The one he had, he beat him.
And the one that he won, Garnett won for him.
Yeah, I don't care about the Kobe comment. He's right about Isaiah.
It's just classless.
It's not classless. What was classless? So, no, what was classless was Isaiah.
For sure. They're both classless.
So someone else is classless for a day that is given to you ahead of time and you're not supposed to protect your turf?
What turf? It's a video that they were going to play during the pregame introductions.
I have no issue with it.
Oh,
none.
God, does Pierce sound like a chump? Thomas had a shot to be honored, Pierce said. You came to Boston, whether you're playing or not, you should have had your tribute then.
He's right.
I just don't see how, if someone is having a jersey retirement, they're going to be running other tributes for other players. Danny tried to sell me on it, but I told him he had a shot, Danny, and he punked you on it. He pretty much dictated everything. They let it happen because they felt sorry for how the Cleveland trade went down. It's guilt. That's what it is. He might be right, Maz. It's just classless. It is so much more classy to say, let Isaiah have his moment. He did some good things here, too. It's not going to impact me and my moment with the fans. Good for Isaiah. He deserves his 30 seconds, too. And that would be such a classy gesture on Paul's part. But instead, it's all this. Me. Where's my video, Danny? And 40 minutes later. That's still the part that blows me away. 40 minutes on the phone?
Yeah, I don't understand why the plan had to change. They made the plan to put up Pierce's number and give Pierce his day to record all of that. Why did that have to change?
Oh, I agree with you. But you should be talking to Danny.
So why isn't Pierce allowed to express that?
It's the part about dumping on Isaiah Thomas. It's just classless. It's just classless. It is. And if he had said that other thing, we'd applaud him for it, and rightfully so. We would. We'd all say that was a classy gesture by Paul. Not to let this stuff not to get petty and just to be bigger than the moment. And that's cool. Good for Paul for giving Isaiah his 30 seconds.
I wouldn't say that at all. He's not on his level. Get the hell out of here.
You have no moral compass, Murray.
Yeah, I don't. But it's just in comparison, and I know you hate analogies, but still, if the National Association of Broadcasters were going to honor you for being Mike Felger, great broadcaster, and on the same night they're like, well, this bum weekender, we want to give him a shot too and throw on a 30-second video. You'd be cool with that?
Sure. Who
You're
cares?
Nuts.
That's right. Such a lie.
You are
such...
Those awards?
Your ego is so massive. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
it would be
God.
All about you.
Yeah, don't go to those awards. Like, do you go to those awards?
Yeah, I want my award.
Oh,
free
please.
Meals.
Oh, my God.
Free meal, too.
You see, like, these TV people at the New England Emmys? Like, it's like they're at the real Emmys with the tails and the gowns and the acceptance speeches. You people, you've got to be kidding me. You would see me there with a 10-foot pole. With a 10-foot pole.
Oh, yeah, listen, I couldn't give a rat's ass about the Emmys. Although I'd probably be sitting in a tree watching all the hot chicks.
Free drinks, too.
Run all the videos of cattles you want. McCone gets all the time he wants as far as I'm concerned. Good God, Paul Pierce. He punked you, Danny, for 40 minutes yammering in Danny's ear. He punked you, Danny. He punked you. He had his chance. Good God.
I am a little bit of a perv. I would sit up in the tree.
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz.